From NPR News, it's Day to Day. There are developments in the potential sale of the Tribune Company. That's the owner of the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, several other media properties, and the Chicago Cubs. The company's shares are up today after word that two L.A. billionaires have raised their offer for the company. Their bid would reportedly beat an offer from Chicago real estate tycoon Sam Zell. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here. Janet, what do we know about this latest offer?
Well, Alex, it's from businessman and philanthropist Eli Broad and supermarket investor Ron Burkle. Now, Reuters reports that the two offered $34 a share for Tribune, and that's $1 higher than Sam Zell's bid that media reports had pegged at about $33 a share. Zell was going to put up $300 million of his own money, and now, according to Reuters, Burkle and Broad are going to shell out $500 million of their own money. Also, Alex, Bloomberg reports that both offers would use the Tribune's billion-dollar employee pension plan to help finance the purchase.
Ooh. You know, Mr. Burkle, his name has been actually in the newspapers a lot. He had a run-in with a freelancer from the New York Post.
That's right. Burkle accused former Post freelancer Jared Paul Stern of extorting thousands of dollars from him in exchange for keeping him out of Page Six. That's the Post's gossip column page. Now, Stern denied Burkle's claims, and now he's in fact suing Burkle. And this complaint, Alex, is quite a fun read. It accuses Burkle of carrying on sexual affairs with underage models and engaging in financial misconduct. And also the lawsuit states that Burkle was going to pay Stern to advise him on acquiring media companies. Now, Chris Rausch at the University of North Carolina J School doesn't think that Burkle is trying to buy the Trib to get back at anyone.
I don't think that Burkle is interested in owning newspapers for some sort of vendetta against journalists that he doesn't like. You know, having said that, if I was a journalist and worked for a paper at the Tribune Company and I had written something about Burkle, I would be nervous. You don't want to upset your boss.
For people who read the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, these other papers, what difference would it make to us which billionaire buys this company?
Well, Rausch thinks that it might be better for readers if Sam Zell were to win out here, because Zell has a history in the publishing world, not in newspapers, but in trade publications and magazines. So he thinks that Zell might have a better understanding of the separation that's supposed to happen between the advertising side of a media corporation and the news and editorial side. The future course of the Tribune is expected to be decided over the weekend.
Thank you, Janet Babin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, Saturday is the first quarter deadline for reporting presidential campaign cash. The total take come November 08 should be a record breaker, so we're counting it early. The stories from American Public Media.